Campaign 2012 now, one of the most attention-getting political stories of the week, surrounds a conservative super PAC's discussion of bringing back some attack lines featuring President Obama's former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and Wright's controversial comments. The notion quickly rejected, though, by Mitt Romney and other prominent Republicans here in Washington.
Joining us now to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Now, Romney has used the expression character assassination to describe some of the strategies of the president's reelection team. Are you seeing an overall theme of meanness and attack from both sides?
Oh, yeah. Because, quite frankly, both of these guys are going to have a little trouble running on their record. And the president, who isn't, you don't hear him talking a lot about the stimulus, you don't hear him talking a lot about Obamacare. He wants to make this not a referendum on his record, but a choice between him and Romney. And one of the ways to do that is to go after Romney and say, you may not be crazy about me, but this guy's even worse. And I think to some degree, Romney's doing the same.
Of course, Romney says that his job was to not necessarily create jobs, but to raise money for investors. Is the Obama campaign on the right track going after Bain Capital?
Well, I think it's a perfectly legitimate thing for them to go after. I mean, Romney is saying, I understand the economy. I've been in the real world. This guy, and the phrase he uses, the president is literally over his head. So, you know, obviously one of the things you want to say is, well, let's look at Romney's record at Bain Capital. You know, to say, gee, he was trying to return profits for his investors, I think almost any CEO in America would say that's his primary responsibility. They're not public works projects, but if you create enough profits and the business continues to grow, guess what? You create jobs.
Who's on the show this week, Chris?
Well, we're going to be debating all of these issues, their economic records, their economic policies, the debt, the deficit, what's going on overseas in Europe with the G8 summit. We're going to have a debate between Paul Ryan, the House Budget Chair, and really, you know, the bright shining light of the Republican Party on economic issues. And he is going to face off with Austin Goolsbee, who was the chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors until recently. I think it'll be a fascinating show.
Now, we were watching you on Jeopardy this week.
Oh, good.
Up on the monitor.
Yeah.
And you kicked it, as they say, meaning in a good way. You did really well. How was that?
Well, it was like a roller coaster, Bob. I mean, there were great highs and great lows. If you watched it, you saw I got off to a very slow start.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't know until you're on the show, one of the things is having the answer to the question. The other is buzzing in a fraction of a second faster than your competitors, because you're not allowed to buzz in until Alex Trebek finishes reading the question. So there's like a split second there where he finishes reading and you try to buzz in before, in my case, Dr. Oz and Caddy K.
Well, you didn't have any problem. I mean, you were way ahead.
Yeah.
Of the
well,
two
at the end, but let me just say, at the first break, I had $200, and I think Caddy K had $3,000. Not that I remember this vividly. And my kids were all in the audience, and I looked over at them, and they all had their heads in their hands. I think that if I had lost the whole thing, I would have looked over, and the row would have been empty.
It came out great.
It was, yeah.
Thank
was
you, guys.
Entertaining. Good job. Thanks a lot, Chris.
See you guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. You can catch it Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5. We have video of the final Jeopardy segment at WTOP.com. Search Jeopardy.